Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. There were two sons, and he divided the portion to both of them. He allotted the portion to the boy that stayed home, and he gave the portion to the boy that was leaving, that left home. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many more hired servants of my father should I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son? Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. With the church, say amen. You may be seated. I thank God for the revival He is giving. I have been caught up with the same terminology that a lot of our Pentecostal preachers have. And I have said many times that you can worship your way out of any situation you get into. I believe that. I believe you can worship your way out of any kind of trouble, any kind of problems, any kind of situations. That you can worship your way out. I believe when you're down, when you feel like you are not only just that you reach life. I remember one time over in the old church, I don't even remember what it was about, but it was one of those very low, confused, and troubled times of my life that I was going through. And it was a situation that certainly could have, and I'm sure did have, an impact on my life and ministry. And I remember telling the church one night, I said, I can shout when I'm in trouble, or I can shout when I am blessed. And I remember that I did. I didn't feel like it. I was beat down. I was in trouble. I had problems. And I just told the whole church, stand back and I'm going to have a shout. And I did. I got right out in front of the church and did some kicking and carrying on and worshiped God. Did I feel it? And I felt it when I got through. Didn't feel it before I got started. You see, folks have that all wrong. Sometimes I've heard people say, well, I'll tell you one thing. If I ever feel that touch, I'll worship God. Well, you probably won't ever. And you probably wouldn't recognize it if it did happen. And if it did happen, you'd be sitting there saying, is this it or is it something else? Is this really the Lord? Is God doing this? But you see, we're supposed to worship the Lord in spirit. That's when you get touched. And then we're supposed to worship the Lord in truth. In spirit and in truth. Sometimes we worship God just because of what we know, not because of what happens to us. Oh, hallelujah. When you worship God because of what you know, I'm just glad I know there's one God. I'm glad I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost. I'm glad God let me talk in tongues when He gave me the Holy Ghost. I'm glad to be in church today. I'm glad to hear these songs that everybody's singing. Hallelujah. I have lost my care about what anybody thinks or what everybody thinks or whoever's there, who's not there, who is there. I just feel I want to give God praise. Hallelujah. I want to worship Him with all my heart and all my might. So it's not by what you feel. Sometimes it's because of what you know. You need to worship God. But if you want another blessing, you need to worship Him for the one you've already got. Huh? Hallelujah. We need to learn from our kids. Learn from our kids. That is, you know, The kids don't walk up to you and say, "Daddy, if you don't go buy me a bicycle, I'm going to burn the house down." You know? "Daddy, if you don't get me this, then I'm not going to get up and go to school in the morning." Or, "Daddy, if you don't get me this, I'm not going to think you don't love me anymore." All they got to do is get up close to you and say, "I love you, Daddy. You're just the best daddy there is. You special, Daddy. No daddy like you." And you're going to say, "Baby, just tell me what you want." You wives, try the same thing. It'll work, I'm telling you. If it don't work, come see me and I'll lay hands on your husband. Pray for him. He's not normal. But when we worship God, you see, David said we enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You want his attention? Worship him. Hallelujah. You won't have to do it very long. You won't have to go through a great process. You may start off on your own, but if you're sincere about it, he'll help you before you get too far down the way. Amen. Isn't God good? But here we are today. And I told some of our officers last night when I thought about this, worshiping your way out. I'm going to have to preach about this. I want the Lord to give me a message to preach about this subject, that all of the problems that I have, you have, we have to learn how to revival our way out of that. Hallelujah. This is not a time to have the mully grubs. It's not a time to get critical or get down in the dumps and feel like everybody's against you and you're against everybody. You're in a world by yourself. Hallelujah. You're not. And if you'll just worship God, you'll find out that the power of God is still your privilege. That the power of God is still your promise. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. When the crowd came in last night from the choir concert, the first person that was grabbing for me was Angela, sitting down here in the front. Just a few nights ago, Brother Larry, he got his portion. And last night, Sister Angela Keister got hers. And she was carried away because of those folks trying to get to her. I don't know if you've ever had anything like this happen before. Never. Never. For somebody to come up and say, "Put your hand on me. Put your hand on me. I want what you got. I got to have what you got." And before you put your hand on them, they fall on the floor talking in tongues. Now y'all begin to see a little bit of what I'm feeling and what I'm talking about. Anybody still here today? I'm talking about reviving your way out of whatever happens in your life. Hallelujah. What I like about it is we're seeing people do it that ain't ever been involved in that kind of stuff before. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord God. And here we are on the verge of one of the greatest revivals, times of harvest and restoration that has ever happened in Pentecost. Ever. Ever. It's just starting. And the Lord sent me here today with a message, a personality message, for more than one person sitting in this crowd to tell you today that you haven't gone too far, that you can't come back. The devil is a liar, and he is the father of a lie. And he is trying to tell somebody today that you backslid, that you've gone down, and you can't make it back. And I'm not trying to get fancy. I'm not trying to give you some kind of secret message today. I'm just here to tell you, if I quit right now, I've said enough. The Lord has said that you haven't gone too far, that you can't come back and be a part of what God's doing in His church in this last day. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it was Craig Jones, Brother Wayne and Sister Debbie Jones' teenager. I think he's still a teenager, isn't he? Not, he's not 20 yet, but he's headed that way. I love Craig. He's my buddy. He come to me over when we had our first upper room meeting, when there was such a impartation of gifts in that meeting that night. And our people were laid all over the floor. We had people spread over the floor in the old fellowship hall over in the other building with the anointing of God flowing. And Brother Craig Jones made his way through the crowd. And when he got up there, he got a hold of me and said, "Pastor, I just saw a vision." He said, "I saw thousands of backsliders coming back to God and getting the Holy Ghost and praying back through. I saw a vision of it." Hallelujah. So I'm here to tell you today that you haven't gone too far, that you can't come back. That's why Jesus put that story in the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Say, "But Brother Shorty, you don't know how far I've gone down. You don't know what I've been through. I did this and this and this." But I'm here to tell you, here was a young man that took everything he had. He left the father's house and went into another land. He partied. If they would have had cocaine in that day, he would have done cocaine. If they would have had marijuana, he would have done marijuana. If they would have had any kind of alcohol by name brand that we have in our society today, he would have done it all. He did girls. He did whatever came to his attention. Whatever he wanted, he did it. But one day the money ran out. And when the money ran out, the friends ran out. Hallelujah. I don't want that kind of friend. I want a friend that'll be there when I ain't got nothing. I want a friend that'll be my friend when I'm on the bottom. Somebody that'll come along and just say, "I'm praying for you. I love you. You haven't gone too far down that you can't get back." Hallelujah. My Lord, the Holy Ghost is doing this today. It's not the preacher today. God is reaching for a soul in this place today. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord God. I remember what the Apostle Peter had to say in the book of Peter. Don't even have it in my notes, but let me see. Can I find it? And just read this to you. Somebody say amen. Has the Lord really been good to you? Come on, has He really been good to you? He's just the best thing that ever happened to us, isn't He? Hallelujah. He said, I should have had this in the notes today. He said, how far back should I go? The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. That's enough to turn my heart right there. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts. Hallelujah. Somebody said the other day, some of the teenagers got out a tape that I preached over in the other building called Silent Footsteps. Hallelujah. I don't know if you even remember it. I just barely do remember preaching that. But I said, wherever you go, there's silent footsteps that are dogging your tracks. There's something behind you. And I'm here to tell you that it won't be long. The devil has set a time to take you down. He's already got you earmarked for hell. He's already determined that you're going to be lost. He has determined you'll never go back to the altar. He's going to set you there today and talk to you. And he's going to tell you you've got plenty of time and you've got another chance. And beside all that, what's everybody going to think when they see you get up out of the pew and go stumbling down the aisle to the altar to pray through? But the Holy Ghost said, "You haven't gone too far that you can't come back and get it all back together again." My God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. I rebuke those spirits right now that are trying to talk into the ear and into the mind of people that are sitting in this place that need a renewing in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. My Lord, have mercy. I'm feeling what the Lord is talking about right now. Hallelujah! Woo! Oh, praise God! Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Oh, but these shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery, that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, they are cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with a man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried about with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. The midst of darkness is reserved forever. For whom? For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, let me come down. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same is brought into bondage. Here we go. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord, my Lord, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Oh, is there anybody here? Are there any prisoners? Are there any prisoners in this house that have escaped? Is there any prisoners here that has escaped? Woo, hallelujah. If after they have escaped the pollution of this world. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. And the Holy Ghost said, you haven't gone too far that you can't come back. You haven't gone too far that you can't come back. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody else, you want a renewing in the Holy Ghost right now? This is your service. The Lord didn't choose today some fancy service. Everything in the world tried to prevent us from having this move of God this morning, but it can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. You haven't gone too far that you can't come back and get it right. Hallelujah. If while I'm preaching right now, you want to get up, I don't care if it's in your pew, down between the pews in the aisle, or here at the altar. I'm telling you, God will give you a renewing in the Holy Ghost right now. This is God's invitation, not the pastor, not the preacher. Hallelujah. Whew. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Lord has said, you haven't gone too far that you can't come back. Get up out of the pit. Get up out of the mire. Somebody else. Somebody needs a renewing of the Holy Ghost and infilling of the Holy Ghost in this house. Sing a little bit. I'm going to give you just a moment to get up and walk down here. Come on, this is your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on somebody. This is your time. You need a renewing in the Holy Ghost. And the Lord sent me here today just for you to tell you that you haven't gone too far, that you can't come back. Come on. I'll tell you what. Get up. Come running down the aisle. Get up. Come running down the aisle. Come on. Come running down the aisle. This is not all. I know this is not all. Oh, yes. Whatever it takes, oh, he'll do whatever it takes.